rock and roll. This is K6HU. Attention all listening stations. This is the Spark repeater net. We're not beginning in approximately 2 minutes. So, calling the Aries Spark and Pettis County Aries net. This is K6HU, your net control station for the evening. My name is Russ. My QTH is Sedalia. And the Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 local time on the Sedalia 14703 megahertz repeater with a minus offset break.
KF0, ARQ.
There he is. You want me to finish up this debriefing and then have you take the helm?
I don't have it until the 29th.
All right. Then I shall continue with the check-ins. During the station, if any net station has emergency traffic, please notify net control, and it will be handled immediately. Do we have any emergency traffic? All right. The purpose of this net is to exchange information and promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and a Facebook page, so members and guests have access to information about our club. Do we have any club announcements?
W0BK.
W0BK. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, good evening, all. This is W0BK, Brett, and just want to make sure everybody is aware and knows that we will not have a meeting the first Saturday of the month. On the second, it will be the second Saturday, and I'm really looking forward to this meeting. We got a lot of really, really good stuff going on at the meeting. Hope everybody can attend, and honestly, just really looking forward to it. It'll be the last one of the year. That's all I got, Russ. W0BK. I'll check back in a minute.
Thank you again for all that you do, Brett. This is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically with your name and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operator who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communications through net control. So we'll go ahead and we'll start with in and outs, portables, and mobiles.
KD6NEU, Kilo Delta 6, Nancy Echo Uniform, Scott and Sedalia, in and out.
KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo 0, Union Victor Whiskey, Rendon Sedalia, in and out.
AJ6NVF, Kilo Juliet 6, Mike Delta Fox, Larry, near Spring Fork, in and out.
All right, we got three there. Net control recognizes KE6NEV Scott, KB0UVW Renda, and KJ6MDF Larry. Thank you, three. And then we'll look for any more portables, short timers, or mobiles.
This is N0OWZ, November 0, Oscar, Whiskey, Zulu, Mark and Sedalia, in and out.
I doubled with Mark, K0TV, Kilo 0, Tango Victor, checking in and out.
All right, net control recognizes N0OWZ, Mark, how you doing? And KZ0TV, I think that's Dennis, correct?
K0TV, Harry.
Sorry about that, Harry. All right, well, look, I'll take one more call for short-timers, mobiles, and in-and-outs.
WA0SDO, repeater.
All right, we'll move on to regular check-ins. Do we have regular check-ins?
KF0 ARQ, Kilo Foxtrot 0 Alpha Romeo Quebec, Dom Sedalia.
All right, well, unless we got some more out there, KF0 ARQ, Don, you got the helm.
Thank you, Russ, for taking over. I was busy. I forgot all about it, and I was in the other room taking care of the wife, so I'm glad that you jumped in here and your took over. I was mine was somewhere else, so I thank you. KF0 ARQ.
Well, those are some big shoes to fill there, Don, so hopefully I'm holding up the fort all right. Thanks for checking in. Do we have any more check-ins?
W2SAM, Whiskey Sierra Alpha Mary, Sam Sedalia.
W1OTW, Whiskey 1, Oscar Tango Whiskey, David in Northern Johnson County.
This is WA0WAUY. William Abel 0, William United Yankee, Steve out of Beeman.
This is three check-ins. Net Control recognizes W2SAM, Sam. You got ultimate power. Net Control calls W2SAM. All right, Sam, if you're out there, just call back in. We'll try and sneak you back in. Next, we'll move on to W1OTW, David.
Hey, good evening, Russ, and everyone else on net.
I'm sorry, W2SAM here. I just had major hand surgery, having to try to key with my left hand. It's not working too well. Just had a question about the technician classes, when they are.
Get back in here. Good to hear everybody. This is W1OTW, back to net control.
All right, so we had some doubling going on. Sam, I appreciate you coming back in. We're going to go ahead and ask David to recheck. We had a double, so David, if you wouldn't mind, please check in again for us. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Good evening, Russ, and everyone else on the net. Just saying I'm glad to be able to be in on a Sunday net for once. The wife and I have been doing quite a bit of bowling and whatnot on Sundays on a league that she normally does with other folks, but I'm able to do it with her this year, so been having a lot of fun doing that and learning and getting better. Just glad to be able to make it into a Sunday night net and glad to hear everybody. W1OTW, back to net control.
Well, thanks for the check-in there, W1OTW. Bowling and radio, those go hand in glove, I think, so sounds pretty fun. All right, net control, we will go back to W2SAM, Sam. Are you there, Sam?
Well, I'm kind of here. I've had major hand surgery and am the key with my left hand, so not very well.
Well, sorry to hear about that, Sam. I'll give you another chance to check in if you would like. Well, I'll give you here about a good 5-10 seconds if that's helpful. So, Sam, if you would like to check in, please feel free, W2SAM K6HU.
Just had a question about the technician classes. When are they held?
V0BK.
Hey, Sam, it's Brett, W0VK, and we are starting a class, an actual technician class at the first of the year. We've got a few people that want to be in it, and me and Darren have not gotten together, KD0OPS, gotten together to finalize that date. We do testing at every meeting, so we'll be testing next week. So if you think you might be kind of ready, you can take a crack at that. It costs you $15. But if you want to take the class, that's going to go on after the first of the year. It probably January, February, somewhere in that time frame. But I know we've got probably three or four already queued up for it. I know for a fact we've got two. So if you kind of bear with us, we'll know a little bit more after the next meeting. We'll try to get that hammered out as far as the class. But when you're ready to test, you can reach out to me, and we can make that happen for you. I can definitely facilitate that. But we'll anyway, back to net control, W0VK.
All right, Brett, thank you again for everything that you do. And Sam, just know that there's plenty of intelligent people that I'm sure would love nothing more to help contribute to the people interested in getting their tech license. So please feel free to reach out and let us know, and we'll see what we can do to get some more people on the radio. So WA0WUY K6HU, how you doing, Steve?
K0HU. WA0WY. Well, I finally woke up. Sorry, I missed your call on the phone there. And then we got involved in the Chiefs game, which was a little disappointing, but they did win. And I don't have much to offer here this evening. Enjoyed the snow this morning. Right. Oh, well. It is coming winter. I just don't want one of those big, deep ones. K0HUWA0WY.
WA0WY K6HU. I called you on the phone, and I feel bad for doing that because I'm hosting a radio net right now. I should have called you on the radio, but as we all know, sometimes there is some convenience to cell phones, but I love picking up the radio any time of the day over a phone, so that's for sure. All right, we'll look for any more check-ins, K6HU.
This is WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha 0, Quebec, Charlie Juliet. Connie here in Sedalia.
This is KY0P, Kilo, Yankee, 0, Papa, Dennis in Sedalia.
KE0WJX, Kilo, Echo 0, Whiskey, Juliet, X-Ray, Joel in Warrensburg.
All right, that takes us to three check-ins. WA0QCJ, how are you doing this wonderful evening, Connie?
WA0SDO, repeater.
Well, good evening. Yes, I am doing very well, and sure want to thank you for taking the net tonight. Good call on that. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been baking your brownies for y'all, and that's 8 pans into the freezer, so you're covered for a few weeks there. I did want to let you know that I have retrieved Isabella's 2-meter phone so it can come back to the club, and she regretted that I break. Isabella regretted that she hadn't been able to carry through with testing, but she is getting ready to move to Kansas City with her job, so I'm glad I was able to get the radio back for you, so I'll be bringing that to the next meeting. And that's about all I've got for you this evening, but good to hear all of you in there. And that snow wasn't quite enough to give us a snow day for tomorrow, so I'll be heading out to school, I'm sure.
Solhey 73 to all, and this would be WA0QCJ back to net.
WA0QCJ, thank you again. Everybody, I'm sure everybody appreciates your brownies and all that you bring to the table, and appreciate you doing what you can to bring people to the dark side of ham radio. Just kidding. All right, thank you again, Connie. KY0P Bennett, you got the helm.
KY0P, well, good evening, everybody. Hope everybody had a good weekend. A little chillier this morning than it has been, but so. Anyway, watched the Chiefs game. I tell you, that first quarter, I was about ready to change channels, but starting with the second quarter and then on, they turned things around. And anyway, it was a little while. Several of us took part in the turkey trot on Thursday morning. I think there were 11 of us out there, and had a good turnout. Everything went smoothly. We were stationed along the route, and as far as I know, well, there was one lady that had to be picked up and transported back. She was having problems. She was an older lady. But other than that, that went smooth, and saw a lot of people that I knew that were running the route, and everything turned out well there. So I'll just turn it back to net control, and I'll say 73 to everybody. Have a good week coming up. This is KY0P, and I'll be clear.
KY0P, Dennis, thank you as well for all that you do. Glad to hear that the turkey trot went well. Sorry, I couldn't make it. I remember last year I actually had, like, aspirations of wanting to do it this year, but I found this being my first winter with my foot back that it does not like the cold. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and move along to KE0WJX Joel. How are you doing, Joel?
Good evening, Russ, and everybody else on the net. Hey, Russ, good job jumping in there, and you're doing a great job. I was about to key the mic when Brett came in, so I was always there to back you up, too. But Crystal and I made a fast trip to Wisconsin to have some turkey with my 93-year-old mother and got back safe yesterday. And while I was up there, I paid for my tickets for this weekend for the Packer-Chiefs game at Lambeau. So I'll be making another trip back up there this weekend to go to the Chiefs game at Lambeau. So with that, I just wanted to plug that Darren does a great job with the classes for the club and stuff like that, but I'm a visual learner, and sometimes I need to hear things two or three times, so there are great YouTube videos out there that other clubs around the country have done, whether you're studying for your tech or your general. Those things are always worth a look for me. I don't know if anybody else would find them helpful, but there are tons of videos out on YouTube that other clubs have done for technician, general, and extra class, so you might want to take a look at those. I'm going to say 73 to everybody, and KE0WJX back to net control.
Roger, roger. Thank you again, Joel. Another another person that does a lot for the club. So, yeah, I myself did the ham radio prep course, you know, paid like $30 or whatever it was at the time, and that seemed to be a pretty good deal as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, to each their own. It's tons of information. Feel free to reach out to Darren, KD0OPS, if you're interested in following up with some of those classes there, Sam. In addition to that, we'll look for any more check-ins.
This is WB0LRX, Jeff, in Sedalia, WB0Lima, Romeo X-ray.
Kilo Delta Zero, Echo Tango Lima, Paul Newsville.
This is W0VK.
All right, Paul, could I get your call sign again? KD0 was the end of that.
Yeah, KD0, Echo, Tango, Lima.
Roger, thank you. All right, WB0LRX, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. If you jumped in to call the, I missed the first part, but if you jumped in on the spur of the moment, you're doing a great job, W0LRX. I was out of pocket, out of town on Wednesday night for the 220 net, so I just want to thank Don, KFCRARQ, for calling it. Although there weren't too many people there, probably because of the holiday, I'm guessing, but appreciate that, Don, or somebody relay that to him. That's about all I've got. Good job, everybody, and good hearing, all WB0LRX.
WB0LRX, thank you. I'm sorry, but I forgot your name.
Hey, not a problem. And, you know, my name's Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. And since I tuned in late, since you asked me, I didn't get Net Control's name, K6HU, WB0LRX. Over.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, I think we spoke a couple times on the 220. So again, thanks for keeping that up for us, and we'll go on and we'll take KD0ETL. Paul, how are you doing, Paul?
Good evening, Russ, and everyone else on the net. Thanks for jumping in there. I missed the first. Just did get home, maybe 5 minutes ago. So I've missed most of the net. Let's see. Don't know a whole lot. It's a pretty nice day. A little snow on the ground this morning. Covered the grass a little bit, I think. Burnt a little bit of a fire in the wood stove. That was comfortable for last day of the year, winter before. So back in January or February probably was the last. But did a little radio earlier this morning, and this afternoon we enjoyed some company with some friends. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control, KD0ETL.
WA0SDO, repeater.
KD0ETL, Paul, thank you again for all that you do as well. So, yeah, I looked out the door today and saw some snow on the ground. It was quite beautiful. You know, I a lot going on with the holidays and stuff, so it's, you know, I've been doing a lot of traveling myself, and it's always good to be on the radio and talking to you guys. That being said, we'll go W0VK. How you doing, Brett?
Hey, very good, Russ. This is W0VK. Russ, I just want to say thank you, man, for the things that you do for us. You have been a huge contributor to the club in many ways, and this is just another example. I've received several texts where other operators were ready to go, and again, that's what makes our club so great. We've always got folks that can step in and can operate at the drop of a hat, and that's what makes it fun, and it's really cool. The other thing is to kind of piggyback on what Dennis said, Thanksgiving morning. I kind of flew under the radar and just showed up and just wanted to take pictures and be there as needed. Richard kicked that thing off like he always does in an awesome way with Net Control. And the operators that were there throughout the course did a phenomenal job. And, you know, it's really cool to see folks be, you know, selfless on a day of Thanksgiving to go out and, you know, for the well-being and the good of others, to volunteer and just be out there on the route, ready to just help and exercise our skills and just to do the things we do best, and that's operate these radios. And Don did a key deal with bringing that lady in, and that was really cool. So took a lot of good photos, and I've gotten those to Connie. They will be in the newsletter. Connie, I will be drafting up the president message for the newsletter, and you'll have that shortly. Just want to say, you guys are awesome. You guys are very awesome. I too spent the day waking up and seeing the snow, and you know, it's kind of cool. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but you know, it's where we live, and it's cool to appreciate it. Spent most of the weekend just cleaning my room, and I'm still working on the radio aspect of it. I'm going to do a full tear down on it and cull out some things that are really not necessary but are just there, and some things like that. So I was very productive this weekend. It was good to do. So anyway, it's just another cool week of ham radio. We'll see y'all later, and really looking forward to seeing you guys at the meeting on the second Saturday, the 9th of December. Back to you, Russ, W0VK. Oh, and Mike, KE0UHO, he continually is trying to get in. I think you acknowledged him there on the in and outs, but you might just do a follow-up with KE0UHO and see if he's got something he's wanting to say. It's W0VK.
All right, thank you, Brett. So yeah, so it's fun to get out there, and I'm glad to hear that everything went well on your turkey trot and you guys helping out there. Which kind of makes me wonder: do we have any winter exercises or anything scheduled? Those are always fun. And obviously, you know, if you ever want help moving boxes or whatever with that teardown, I'm sure there's plenty of us that will show up to sit there and do what we can to help with that teardown, of course. So, W0VK, thank you again for all that you do. And with that, I'll go ahead and look for any more check-ins. K6HU.
This is WE3MAY, Whiskey Echo 3, Mike Alpha Yankee, Brian in Sedalia.
All right, Brian. Good to hear you. We'll go ahead and just want to recognize KE0UHO. If you heard Brett on his transmitting. We'll go ahead and give you another chance to follow up after we get hear from Brian here. W3MAY, go ahead. Thank you.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. Russ, you're doing a great job. I just jumped in here about 2 or 3 minutes back, so a little late to the party, but that's because I'm dying over here. I've got some sort of chronic bronchitis. I've had this cough for about a month, and I broke down and had to go go see the doctor this morning at the urgent care. And it isn't pneumonia. They x-rayed my lungs, but they definitely put me on a couple inhalers and some strong meds to get me over it. So anyways, I went out to see the kids for Thanksgiving. I heard you all on the radio Thanksgiving morning on my drive out of town. You all sound very professional and wished I could have joined you, but, you know, duty calls and quite frankly, the kids are more important. Anyhow, I'll break right here for a second. Yeah, went out there, had a great Thanksgiving dinner at my brother's and with the kids and my mom and my girlfriend, and then we went to... Friday I took them down to the Blues game so we could see that absolute ass whooping. It was 8-3. Nashville beat the pants right off of us. But then we won today, and so did the Chiefs, and so that was good. So weekend turned around to be a good weekend after all. But yeah, great time and good food, and I wished I could breathe. But other than that, that's all I got for you, Russ. Doing a great job tonight, and I can't wait to see you all on the second Saturday of the month. This will be WE3MAY, back to net.
Alrighty, Brian. Sorry to hear you're not feeling well. Hopefully you kick that out pretty quickly. It's the holidays, things getting cold, people getting sick. I always found, for me, that when the temperature changes, so if I go from like hot to cold real quick, I always tip it for some reason. But other than that, hopefully you feel better. And yeah, I haven't really been paying attention to the Blues very much, but there's talk of going to a hockey game here. So K6HU, all right. K-E-0-U-H-O. You out there? All right. Do we have any more check-ins? All right. I think I'm going to go ahead and close the net here. We got 16 check-ins. We've been going, I'd round up and say about a half an hour, so it's always good to talk to all y'all out there. Glad to be back in town. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, too. So, happy holidays. Hope your guys' Thanksgiving was super duper. And this is K6HU cleared.